Welcome to the Linked Parishes podcast. I'm Donald McCorkendale, Church of Scotland minister in the parishes of Strontian, Ardgour and Morvern, bringing you news from these parishes and beyond. Last Sunday, around the congregations, we were thinking about the story of Joseph. And over the last few weeks, Ella Gill, who's been taking some of our services, and myself have been thinking about that story. An old, old story, and yet one that's ever true. A story of jealousy and misunderstanding between brothers. And each successive generation has continued the story as brother stands against brother, community against community, nation against nation. And yet it is a story that, for all it continues in its bad ways, there's a story that continues that reminds us that God's story is weaving its way through all our stories. When Joseph was reunited with his brothers in Egypt and he had revealed his true identity to them, he says to them, "Don't blame yourself for what has happened to me, for God's hand was in it all." Now, maybe it will be far too simplistic to apply that kind of logic to all that happens, all the bad and terrible things that happen around our world. It's not good enough to say, well, it was part of God's plan. But what is true is that even in those moments when we do not understand what is happening, it remains true that God's love, God's purpose for all creation, is weaving through our stories and does bring those moments of reconciliation, moments of clarity, moments of understanding when we realise that perhaps things are unfolding for good in creation. We were thinking about those things around the parish churches, and of course last Sunday in Ardgour was a cafe church Sunday, so we gathered not in the church but in the village hall. We gathered around tables for a more relaxed reflection and conversation around the Joseph story. There we were also thinking of the prodigal son and his big brother who didn't quite understand and appreciate the father's love for the son who had gone away but had then returned, was as dead but was now returning to life. In so many ways, the church's story is about bringing life in all its fullness to all creation in all sorts of different ways. Last night, Thursday, the 1st of November, saw our Democracy Matters community consultation. The Church of Scotland, through the Scottish Church's Parliamentary Office, was facilitating a number of conversations around the country that will feed into the Scottish Government consultation initiative Democracy Matters. And we had a wonderful conversation around the way things are and the way things could be in future democracy, future decision-making around local communities. After our conversation last night, I spoke with John Wilson, who had been facilitating our conversation, and with David, one of the participants. John, thanks very much for coming along to Strontian to facilitate our Democracy Matters community consultation. How did you find what went on tonight?
It's been a pleasure to be here. It's really been fascinating to hear all the different views expressed by people who've turned out this evening and participated in the conversation. It was a very active discussion. Lots of good things came out of it, and I think there's a lot of interesting points that we'll be able to feed back to the Scottish Government as part of this consultation exercise.
Thanks very much. One of the participants was David Ogg, along from Acharachol. David, why did you come along that
difficult 10 miles along from Carrickle to Struntian on a cold, miserable night like tonight?
Well, I think it's important, Donald, that, that given an opportunity to feed information back to the Scottish Government, that the local communities take that. And I think it was really heartening to see so many people, not just from Struntian or Aharickle, but also from Mallaig as well. And as John said, I think we've had a really interesting discussion, lots of interesting points made, and hopefully we will give the Scottish Government some pointers for the way we think democracy should go in this area in the future.
Thanks very much, David and to John.
Thank you.
Stay home. Thank you.
Thank you again to John and to all who participated in our Democracy Matters consultation last night. Other things going on around the linked parishes include the Guild Soup and Sandwich Lunch, which will be happening on the 21st of November from 12 noon at Ardgour Memorial Hall. You are invited along to share in a buffet lunch and to hear something of the work of the Church of Scotland Guild locally and nationally as it seeks to support many wonderful projects nationally and indeed internationally. The World Mission Council encourages us to save our stamps, and particularly as we approach Advent and Christmas time, and there'll be many cards, much more postage than usual, a good timely reminder to save our stamps, just cut them off the envelopes, leave a wee margin of envelope, and these can be left at any of the churches. And the Stamp Appeal 2018 is supporting the Hungarian Reformed Church in its work in the Ukraine with children and young people with learning difficulties and disability. So I do encourage you to save your stamps. It costs you nothing, but that can make a big difference in the lives of others. A week on Sunday, the 11th of November, is Remembrance Sunday. It's Armistice Day. It's the 100th anniversary of the end of World War I. And we hope that many will share in worship and remembering on that day in the churches and at the war memorials. Full details are in the October and November editions of J-Hadal and also on the church website, aksm.org.uk. Another date to remember, lots of remembering in November, the 3rd of November, Saturday the 3rd, is a national day of prayer for the Church of Scotland, part of the Together We Pray initiative. And within Lochaber Presbytery on that day, there's also the Conversations of Faith opportunity for people from all our congregations, members and friends of the churches in Lochaber to come together to talk about faith, to share the stories of faith that will help us to engage with other people, with different things going on in our community as we seek to usher in the kingdom of God in the midst of all that is happening. Check out full details for that on the presbytery website, lochaber.presbytery.org.uk. That's Conversations of Faith happening on the morning of Saturday, the 3rd of November. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Linked Parishes podcast. For more news of all that's happening and worship times, check out aksm.org.uk or find us on Facebook and Twitter at AKSM Parishes. And if you haven't already done so, you can subscribe to this podcast at iTunes. For full details, aksm.org.uk/podcast. Thank you for listening. God bless you all.